The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Good morning. I hope you can all hear me. This is Start the Day the Torah Way, Northwest London. Chof Hei Sivan, Tafshi and Pei, Wednesday the 16th of June, down Small Simons. The topic today is the unique mitzvah of davening for the sick whilst visiting, being mekayem the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So I'd like to discuss this, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, with a particular dimension of davening. As we know, there's a chovas tefillah every day. We have a chovas tefillah three times a day. But there's a unique mitzvah of tefillah, which is closely connected to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. As we're going to see, from the Rishonim, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, it appears clearly that in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, which we know is an extremely important mitzvah, according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, to visit the sick. And besides actually visiting them and assisting them, there's a special mitzvah of davening that they should have with Refuah Shleima. As we know, the mitzvah is to visit and extend aid and to assist them in anything they need to help them to recover. That is a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim from the time of Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obligated us to visit them, and that in order to help them. But part of the mitzvah is to daven as well. And as I mentioned, besides the mitzvah of davening every day, there's a special mitzvah to daven b'shas one's mevakeh d'cholim. And the idea is very simple, because the whole mitzvah of Bikur Cholim at the end of the day is to help them and assist them to recover. You ask them what they need, ask them how they feel, you bring up their morale. That's all in order that they should be able to feel better and get better, and they should have Refuah Shleima. So if already we're obligated to try and help them to recover by asking after their welfare and helping them physically, how much more so should there be a chiyuv to daven for them and to be mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a roifei ne'emon v'rachamon, that we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send them Refuah Shleima. And it's clear, it's a chelik of mitzvah Bikur Cholim. If I can quote you first the Loshna Rambam in Perik Yudalad Mehilchus Ovel, where the Rambam brings all the halachas of Bikur Cholim, the important mitzvah, and the Rambam brings the halacha of when you go and visit a chola, you have to go with aim of a yira, because the Gemara says that the shechina is together with the chola. You mustn't sit on a bed, you must respect the mokum where the chola is lying. The Rambam says, "Misate v'yeshev l'matam im rashesov." You sit below him, umavakish olav rachamim v'yetsa, and you daven, and you go out. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus in Yerodei Chele Gimel Simon Shin Lamed Hei, he brings down this Lashon Rambam, and he adds on. He says, for that reason, one doesn't visit a chole the first 3 hours of the day. It's the Shulchan Aruch Plat in the Gemara Nedarim, that the first 3 hours of the day one shouldn't be mevakeh chole. Why? Because every chole is feeling okay the first thing in the morning. And if you come and visit him and you see he's okay, lo yochus levakeh shalav rachamim, you won't bother to daven for him. You'll think he's okay. The lo begimel shoyis achonis shalyom, and one shouldn't visit him the last 3 hours of the day. Why says the Shulchan Aruch? She'oz machbid olav chole, because then his illness gets worse towards the end of the day. The Yisya'ish, and the person who's visiting, will give up hope, Shivakish Lavachim, he won't bother. He'll think he's so bad, there's no hope, and he won't daven for him. And therefore, you haven't been mekayem the mitzvah. It's clear that part of the mitzvah is to daven. And it's for that reason you don't go the first 3 hours, the last 3 hours, because you have to be in the right frame of mind to daven. And it's mavur as well, so much so, people don't always realize it, but so much so that there's a mitzvah of tefillah. If one visits him and assists him, one makes him a coffee, one asks him how he is, one lifts his morale, but one doesn't daven, one hasn't been mekayem the full mitzvah. The Ramah on that Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lamatei, he adds on, V'chol shabikeh v'loy bikeh shel avrachamim l'kiyem ha-mitzvah. If somebody visits a sick and he does everything for him, everything he needs to assist him to get better, but he doesn't daven for him, l'kiyem ha-mitzvah. He hasn't been mekayem the mitzvah. And as the present day poskim say, one has to watch out. One wants to do this big mitzvah. It's important to be mevakesh rachamim, to wish him ufua shelema, and such like, to daven for him, because otherwise l'kiyem ha-mitzvah. The remark doesn't mean he hasn't been mekayem at all any of the mitzvah. On Shabbos, one is not mevakesh rachamim. He means that the remark means one hasn't fulfilled the complete mitzvah. The complete mitzvah is going into him, lifting up his spirits, helping him, assisting him, asking what he needs, and davening. And if one doesn't daven, one does everything else, one's only been mekayem half a mitzvah. One hasn't fully complied with the mitzvah, and one must daven as well. The Ramban, in his Sefer Torah Sa'odom, says it clearly, Shaminon Mehocho, after bringing all the Gemaras in the Dorim, he says, we learn out, Jebikur Cholim, Kedesh Chabdu V'Yirav Tzuvulfonov, is to honor him and help him clear his room, and to do everything that he needs to assist him in his illness. V'oid, Kedesh Chavin Datoi, Levakesh, Lurachmin Yevakesh Olov. And also, that you should concentrate and focus and daven for him. Hilkoch, says Ramban, Hamavakes Achele V'loi Bikesh Rachmim, somebody who visits an ill person, and he assists him, and he helps him, and he does everything he needs, but he doesn't daven for him, Leikim HaMitzvah. We see clearly from the Ramban and the Ramor, that daven, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that davening is a Chelek HaMitzvah Spikur Cholim 1. And two, it's so much so that if one visits him and one doesn't daven, one hasn't fully complied with the mitzvah. And according to the Ramban, the Chiddush is even bigger. Because it's Yodua, it's well known there's a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban on whether the obligation to daven every day is Min HaTorah or Midrabbanan. As we know, we daven three times a day. Three times a day is clearly not Min HaTorah. But is there a chiyuv, an obligation to daven at least once Min HaTorah? The Shitas HaRambam is that there is mitzvah hey in Sefer Mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, Ula'ovdei b'chol levavchem, Chazal Darshan, the Avodah B'Lev is Tefillah. There's a mitzvah Min HaTorah to daven every single day. That's the Shitas HaRambam. The Ramban disagrees with him, and he brings many rites from different Gemaras that there's no chiyuv Min HaTorah to daven. There's no chiyuv to daven Min HaTorah. It's all a takana d'rabbanan. But here, when it comes to mitzvah bikur cholim, the Ramban is the one who holds that mitzvah bikur cholim is Min HaTorah, and part of the mitzvah is to daven. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't bring bikur cholim as a mitzvah Min HaTorah. The Rambam holds it's only mitzvah midrabbanan. But the Ramban holds that mitzvah bikur cholim is deraisa. And part of the mitzvah the Ramban says, the Rambam also says, but the Ramban says, is to daven for him. That means the Ramban holds that mitzvah bikur cholim is deraisa. There's a mitzvah to daven for him as a chelek of mitzvah bikur cholim, so much so that if he doesn't daven, he hasn't been mekayem the mitzvah. That is Min HaTorah. Although the Ramban generally holds that mitzvah tefillah is only drabonon. And the idea is pashut, because the Ramban's opinion is that tefillah is only drabonon. He brings many rayas that the obligation to daven even once a day is only midrabbanan, with one exception, says Ramban, when he argues with Rambam in Tefillah. When it's a Tefillah be'eis tzara, at the times of battle, at the times of difficulty, then, says Ramban, I agree to you that mitzvah Tefillah is deraisa. And he brings a parsha in last week's Shedra. When you go out to war, you have to blow trumpets. And there it's mevor that you have the tana, you have to fast for those people, the mokin tzar, and there's a chayvas tefillah. Ramban agrees that there is a mitzvah Min HaTorah to daven be'eis tzara. And hamash musa, when there's a chayle in front of you, when we know there's a chayle, there's no biggest tzara. The Ramban will agree that tefillah is deraisa. And that's the Ramban. He agrees to the Rambam. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, they all say that mitzvah tefillah is part of the mitzvah bikur cholim. So much says to the Ramban that if one visits a cholah and does everything he needs but one doesn't daven, that's not, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, shleimus tikka mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. In the country of Ban, Bikur Cholim is Min HaTorah. So one hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah Min HaTorah, the complete mitzvah Min HaTorah of Bikur Cholim. If one only assists him, one can spend an hour assisting him. But if one doesn't daven, one's lost an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. And one hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah completely. Interesting, the Sefer Charedim, one of the Rishonim, he brings a smack. The smak was one of the Moneh HaMitzvahs, one of the early Rishonim, who enumerated the 613 mitzvahs. And he holds that the Ramban, the smak, that mitzvahs Bikur Cholim is Min HaTorah. And the Sefer Charedim says that the interesting thing is when the smak brings down the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, he brings it in mitzvah Lamed Zayin, 37. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, says the Sefer Charedim, is mitzvah Halev. Hey Lamed Beis is Gematria 37. Mitzvah 37, Lamed Zayin is Halev. Why? Because the Ikka of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is the Charedim is Tefillah. La'ovdei b'chol levavachem. Ezu aveda shebelev zu Tefillah. Says the Sefer Charedim that the smak brought it down in mitzvah 37, Lamed Zayin, because the Ikka is the mitzvah Halev, the Tefillah. That's what's mavur from all the Rishonim, as I mentioned. That's filik achelik. But I think there's another important akuda that comes out, both from the Rambam and the Ramban, on this concept of davening for chole as part of mitzvah bikur cholim. And that is, I'm sure you've noticed it when I quoted you the Lashon before, that the mitzvah of tefillah, of davening for the chole as part of the mitzvah bikur cholim, is to daven dafka in front of the chole. At the time when one visits the Chola, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to go to him to visit him. One can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Bikur Cholim at home. A Chola is lying in hospital. There's no way one can be Mekayim Mitzvah Bikur Cholim at home. Mitzvah Bikur Cholim is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mevakeh Chola Tavom Avinu, and we follow in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways to go out to the Chola to sit with him and look after him. Tefillah, says the Rambam and Ramban, which is also an intrinsic part, has to be done at the time when is Mevakeh the Chola. If I can quote you the Lashon of the Rambam and the Ramban again, the Rambam says that you've hanichas avakis acholah. We quoted it before in Peik Yudav Nuchasavu, where you sit. Hanichas acholah leyesher is where he should sit down. Umavakis olav rachamim v'yotzer. You sit down in the right place. The shchin is there, and you mavakis olav rachamim v'yotzer. In Rambam is mavur that the mitzvah of tefillah is part of Bikur Cholim, it's an intrinsic part of Bikur Cholim, and it's actually done in front of the Cholim. In the Ramban, is Mavur exactly the same thing. You go and visit him, and in Rambam and Rambam is mavur that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to be done in front of him, which makes enough kemina lahalacha, because many poskim say that sometimes one can be mekayem mitzvah Bikur Cholim without actually going to him. For instance, I mean, one example would be an osher, a chole who's osher, he's got everything he needs, he's got servants and people to assist him at home, and he doesn't really need you to be there physically, to sit with him, to help him, to bring him food and sashay. He's got it. So the poskim say maybe one can be mekayem the mitzvah by phoning him, because at the end of the day, to actually physically assist him, he's got plenty of help. So one has to lift up his morale and his spirits and sashay. Possibly one can do that at home. But one chelik one cannot do. The chelik hatfilah, which is an intrinsic part, and according to the Sefer Charedim, that's why the smak put in mitzvah halev, because that's the ikka mitzvah to daven. That clearly, as demonstrated from the Lashon of Rambam, has to be done whilst the person is in the room together with the chola. And therefore, even if he doesn't actually need the physical presence of the mevakeh there, because he's got people to help him, but nevertheless, the mevakeh still has to go to wish him a course into the mevakeh. That's what's clear from the Rishonim. As I mentioned, that davening is a chelik of the mitzvah, and without davening, one doesn't fully fulfill the mitzvah, and the davening has to be done in the presence of the chola. And the question is, what is this concept that tefillah has to be done in the presence of the chola? Tefillah, we understand, assists the chola to get better. One davens a feinu ki kel melech roifei nemon v'rachamon oto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a roifei nemon and a rachamon. And therefore we need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send a refuah shleima. We understand that. We understand this to be part of mitzvah bikocholim because bikocholim is the system to get better. But why should the tefillah be done in the mokum where the chole is? Why can't it be done one visits the chole to look after him, to assist him, anything he needs, to help him get better, to medicines, whatever it is? And one has to daven, but one can daven at home, one can go to shul and daven b'tzibur. Why should the mitzvah of tefillah, as is mevoi in the Rambam, be in front of the chole? And I'd like to suggest you a pshat.
Kol Halashon.
Where it comes from. And I think it'll give us a new understanding in tefillah b'tzibur and such like. The actual source of where the Rambam and the Ramban get it from, that tefillah is a chelik of mitzvah b'kocholim, as I mentioned right at the beginning, Rambam, Ramban, Shulchanoch, and Amor, they all say it's a mitzvah b'kocholim. I think the source is a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem, where the Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Mem, Kol ha-mavakes ha-chole goyim lo she-yichye. Anybody who visits an ill person, he assists him to live. Why? Because he looks after him. No, says the Gemara. She-mavakes rachamim she-yichye. Because he davens for him, they should live. Which is already a source that tefillah is an intrinsic part in Bikocholim. And the Gemara says, somebody who doesn't visit the sick, harigoyim lo sheyomus. Chas v'sholem, he causes his demise, so he won't survive any. Why, says the Gemara? She'enim avakish racham sheyichya. Because he doesn't daven to Hashem. He's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shemiah tefillos. And if he doesn't visit him, he won't be mevakish racham. So he causes him, he causes demise, chas v'sholem. So it's mavur clear in the Gemara that tefillah is a chelik of bikocholim, and if he doesn't visit him, he automatically doesn't daven. Why does it mean doesn't daven? So simple reading is that by visiting him, he will see his tzar, he'll see how unwell he is, and he'll come to daven. If he doesn't go and visit him, he won't feel for him. A person always feels and sympathizes and understands and is mishtatef in the tzar when he actually sees it with his eyes. So he's got to visit him to see how painful and the chayli that he's going through, and that will cause him to daven. We don't yet see that he should daven there. But the point of bikur chaylin is to, in order that he can mishtatef in the tzar of his chava and daven for him. The Rosh on that Gemara in the Dorim Daf Nun says that if a person doesn't visit him, a visit to chayla, he's goyim lo sheyomus, he'll be the cause of him passing away, because he won't daven. V'zui ro g'deylo. She'im ho yom avakoy, because if he would visit him, ho yom avakoy shol avrachmin, ve'efshe sha'as rotzein hu. Because if he would visit him and daven, maybe the point where he visits him is a sha'as rotzein. Is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his rotzon for tefillah. V'ani svilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzon. Tefillah is always at the time of eis rotzon. And the time when you visit the chayla, that is sha'as rotzon. V'tiye tefilosi nishmas. One always wants a tefillah that can be heard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Yishma Hashem v'yeshiyim. And the time of visiting him, when he visits him, is a sha'as and tefillos nishmas. Umenius habiko, and if he doesn't visit him, he won't be able to have the opportunity of sha'as rotzin to hit tefillos nishmas. The Rosh is mavur, that not only is a point of going that he should sympathize with him and be mishtatif in his tzar, but that is sha'as rotzin. At the time when he visits the chole in the same room as the chole, he's in the ward, wherever it is, that is sha'as rotzin. And that's why the Gemara says in the Dorim that Mavake Sachele is goyim le sheyichya, because he davens when he's Mavake. Where somebody who's not Mavake, he may daven, but he won't be Mavake when he's davens, and he won't take the opportunity of Shah Sotrin and Tfilosh and Nishmas. What does the Rosh mean? That when one's in the same room as the Chole, it's Shah Sotrin and Tfilosh and Nishmas. And I think the Yesod is, I'm going to start with the Gemara in Brachos. We all know at the moment, the last few months has been very difficult. because of the pandemic that we're living through. And we haven't been able to be daven tefillah b'tzibur. We haven't been able to daven in Beis HaKnesses. Now at least we're permitted to daven in Beis HaKnesses. But there's a great, but there's a mila besides tefillah, it's omer b'rumei shalaylam, tefillah b'Beis HaKnesses. And tefillah b'tzibur b'Beis HaKnesses is a great chiyuv. Why? It's mavuin the Gemara because tefillosai of b'tzibur, b'Beis HaKnesses, is a shas rotzayim and nishmas. So Gemara says in Brachos Davov, ein tefillah shel odom nishmas, elo b'Beis HaKnesses. In the shul, tefillosai shel nishmas. And the Torah says, with the tzibur, Tosfos Avodah says, ein tefillah shel odom nishmas, elo b'tzibur. The Gemara in Daf Ches in Brachos says, v'ani tefillosai lecha Hashem eis rotzayim is b'shosh ha'tzibur mitzpalalim. When is tefillah in nishmas, we always want to daven in order that Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs. When is tefillah in nishmas? When it's b'Beis HaKnesses and b'Tzibur. When is tefillah in Eis Rotzein? When it's b'Shor Shatzibur Mitzpalim. Why is that? Because the Gemara says in Brochus, Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Motzi b'Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, that the Shechina is b'Beis HaKnesses. And then the Gemara says, Minayin La'asor Shem Mitzpalim. How do you know if it's 10 people, even not in a shul? And they daven sheshchina imoyim, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk. It's clear that the reason why tefillah is nishmas and is eis rotzayim in Beis HaKnesses or b'tzibur, and even a tzibur shalei b'Beis HaKnesses, and even nowadays when it's not b'tzibur, but it's still b'Beis HaKnesses, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is motzui and the shchina is there. But mocking where the shchina is there, a tefillah is much more powerful. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in two places that our tefillahs, when they're not in a tzibur, they require the malachi hashoris to bring our tefillahs lifnei kisei hakovrit. When the tefillah is b'tzibur, when there's a shechina there, then they don't require the malachi hashoris to bring, and they go directly lifnei kisei hakovrit, and that's why it's eitz rotzon and tefillos in nishmas. That's what's mavur from the Gemara in Brachos. That for tefillah to be nishmas and the right eis rotzon is b'shar, that they go straight to the kisei hakovrit is b'Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi said there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, which tells us a chiddush, learns that from Psukim, that a chayla shchina mirah sheisov, a chayla who's lying in bed, the shchina is with him, is together with him. And it's for that reason the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis that normally one shouldn't daven a tefillah in Loshna Rami. One should always daven in Loshna Kodesh. Why? Because generally a tefillah has to be, a tefillah needs a malachi asharis to assist us to bring the tefillah to kisei hakovrit, achrei hapargrid. And the tefillah in Loshna Rami, the malachi asharis don't understand. And if we daven in Loshna Rami, we will not, they will not get to kisei hakovrit, but Malach HaShoreis will not help us. So we must daven in Loshna Kodesh. But there's two exceptions when we can daven in Loshna Rami. One, says the Gemara in Seita, when we daven B'tzibur. B'tzibur we can daven in Loshna Rami. Why? Because the Shechina is there. B'tzibur, the Tefillah is Nishmas. It's Eis Rotzen. And it's tefillah, but tzibur does not need malachi asharis to bring the tefillah if they kisei hakovrit. Since the shechina is there, it goes directly without, and therefore we can daven b'loshna rami. Same reason why the tefillah is nishmas and it's eis rotzen. We don't need the malachi asharis. Says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, a chayla who it's always shechina mirah sheisov, and the Gemara says the shechina looks after him. Who feeds the chayla? The shechina feeds the chayla. Says the Gemara, one can daven b'loshna rami, even be yechidus, in front of a chayla, because since the shechina is there, just as b'tzibur the shechina is there, and one does need the malachi asharis, so in the same way, the chayla, one doesn't need the malachi asharis, one can daven b'loshna rami. And the Gemara brings examples of Amoraim, who used to visit ill people, and they used to bench them b'loshna rami. It's mavur clearly, that the mokim in the room where chayla is, the shechina is there, and we don't need malachi asharis, And if it's for that reason, the tefillahs, I would suggest to you, are nishmas, and it's eitz rotzim. For the same reason that betzibur, since the shechin is there, you don't need malachi asharis, and it's tefillah ha-nishmas be'eitz rotzim. The same way with a choyle, who the shechin is there, one doesn't need a tefillah, one doesn't need malachi asharis, and the tefillahs, b'shaas rotzim, and tefillahs nishmas. And I would suggest to you that's what the Rosh means in the Dorim. That when the Gemara says that Mishum Mavake Zachela is Goyim Loi, there's Mavake Shrachamim, says the Rosh because it's Shas Rotzin. The Tiet Filosin Nishmas, the words of the Rosh are taken from the Gemara in Brochot. That in front of the Chela is Shas Rotzin, Filosin Nishmas, as is Mabu in the Rambam, the Chela Svila is when you're in front of the Chela, not to go home and daven home. But it's in front of the Chayla, because it's Mavu in the Gemara that the Shechin is there, and for that reason, it's Shas Rotzin and Tfilos in Nishmas. Wherever the Shechin is there, one doesn't need Malachi Asharit, and it becomes Shas Rotzin and Tfilos in Nishmas. And I would suggest to you, that's the reason why the Rambam says it's so important to daven when the Chayla is there. And if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, you'll see that when the Rambam says you should sit there and daven and only then leave the room, the Rambam brings in the same halacha, that when you visit him, you shouldn't sit on his bed, not on a chair, just by the matam reashresov, which is because the shechin is there. And then he says, and then you daven. The Rambam means chayvas tefillah at the same place that he talks about the halacha that the shechin is there. It's clear, like the Rosh says, that the chayvas tefillah comes from the shechin is there. Rabbi said, there's only 3 minutes left. I just want to finish off. That we know that davening betzibur and davening the big sakhnetis is an incredible Maila, that's philosophy nishmas, and it's an ace rotzim. There's a huge machlikus haposkim going back to the kadmonim, that whether there's an actual obligation to daven betzibur and to daven in shul. We know there's no question about it, that to daven in shul will make it our tefillahs are answered. To daven in with a minyan will make it our tefillahs are niskabel and rotzim. But nowhere will you find in the Gemara that there's a chiyuv to daven. We know there's a chiyuv tefillah, that everybody's mechuyav to daven 3 times a day. But is there a chiyuv tefillah? Is there a chiyuv tefillah? The tzibur, the beis hakneses. Maybe I can daven at home. Of course, I want to go to shul and I want to daven with a minyan. Today, it's an eis rotzim, my tefillah should be heard. But that's the second part, that my tefillah should be heard. But as far as the obligation of tefillah is concerned, I could be yet to the actual chiyuv. The mitzvah at home, or no? Part of the chayvas tefillah, nobody would go through a day without davening shachris min kamayev. Mechuyav to daven 3 times a day. Part of the chiyuv is to daven in shul when you can, and with a tzibur when you can. Is that a chiyuv? And it's been a machlik, is going back to kadmonim. But the halacha, the poskim, the Magen Avraham, the Chasam Sefer, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kiveger, Moshe Feinstein, the Shlomo Zalman, and others all clearly say it's a choyva. It's a choyva. The question is, where is this choyva from? We know there's a choyva tefillah. The Gemara tells us a person's mechuyav to daven 3 times a day. But nowhere does the Gemara say that there's a chiyuv tefillah. I know it's tefillos in nishmas. I know it's neis rotzim. But I can still daven at home. Of course I want to go to shul. I want my davening answered. That's as far as answering is concerned. But my chiyuv tefillah, the chiyuv is that I should stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yetzer Hashem will answer my tefillah. But answering is not a chelik of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to daven. So if I want my mitzvah to daven, answered, I'll have to have more kavana. I'll have to go to shul. I'll have to daven with a minyan. But surely there's no chayvas tefillah. Comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and he proves 2 or 3 times in Igros Moshe that chayvas tefillah is not just a chayva like shaking lulav and eating matzah. Chayvas tefillah is to daven a tefillah that will be answered. And he proves from the Gemara that a tefillah which clearly will not be answered is not a tefillah. The question is how you can always know it won't be answered. He says even the biggest amoret, even the biggest rosha, his tefillah might be answered. He's got schus, obviously he's got schusim. There's one case in the Gemara there when a person knows that there's tsoya in front of him, there the tefillah is clearly not answered. And it's in the Gemara that the tefillah is not a tefillah. The Moshe Feinstein builds it up. But he proves that the yesod is, that tefillah is not just davening. It's not just davening the chiyuv of tefillah, and we hope Hashem will answer. Part of the chiyuv is to ensure that it gets answered. Says Rav Moshe, if davening at home at a time when one's able to daven in shul and with a minyan, and you know that going to shul with a minyan, it's more likely to be heard, then the chiyuv is to go to shul and daven with a minyan. That itself makes a chiyuv. It's part of the chiyuvah tefillah to ensure it gets answered. Says Rav Moshe, chiyuvah tefillah is the fact that it gets answered. Rabbi said there isn't any time left. By going back to a chayla, I think a right Rav Moshe Feinstein is from Hilchos Bikur Cholim. The Rambam says, and the Ramban and the Mechaber Nomor, that tefillah is a chelik of mitzvah Bikur Cholim. Not only is tefillah a chelik of mitzvah Bikur Cholim, tefillah in the same room as the chayla. Says the Rosh and the Rambam in the same room, because then it will be answered. You see, clear like a Moshe Feinstein, that a tefillah is only, if the chayvah tefillah is to make sure it gets answered. If a person would daven outside the ward, when he could have davened inside the ward, he hasn't fulfilled the chayvah properly. Says the Rosh, because inside the ward, it will be tefillah in Nishmas, and that makes the chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to daven there, because it's tefillah in Nishmas. Mamas I Moshe Feinstein. And that's the reason why there's a chayvah tefillah, betzibur and bebeksaknesis. Abisa, I wish you all a good day. Hatzloch Rabbah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.